It's always a good day when you can talk about fish. And we have Clint Boyd joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. He is with Saltwater Markets. And good morning to you, Clint.
Well, good morning, Lucas. Appreciate you having me.
Hey,
good morning, Ashley.
This is right up your alley, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Fish all the time.
Fish all the time has definitely been our life for 20 years. Yeah.
You've made a good living off of providing folks here with fish that came right out of the ocean.
100%. That's, you know, for us, Elizabeth and my dream is really to be of service to the communities that we're in and give you the world's best groceries. And fish is the way we do it. It's the only job we've ever known.
But that way of life right now is kind of gray when we talk about tariffs. Now,
yeah.
Walk us through this model. I don't think this would have come to mind at first glance, but after talking with you, you're explaining how so tariffs might impact your line of work.
Yeah, they definitely will. And, you know, any press surrounding business like this will affect markets. You know, with these tariffs, seafood is super reactionary. So, like, you know, every morning 4 a.m. to it's over by 9 a.m., the Boston markets take off and fish sells. And whatever the news has, and so now it's the tariffs, is going to affect that pricing. And so, you know, what I was explaining to you earlier is there's going to be a lot more phone calls for domestic product, even though we don't know what the tariffs are going to do and how the negotiation will end. And there'll be preemptively marked up prices on import product. And so a lot like Corona, where everything just got shaken up, we're going to get a chance as consumers to decide what do we want. And so I think what I was telling you earlier was that our fishermen aren't going to change the pricing structure, and they're not going to sell us out for a fresh phone call for someone else asking for domestic product who previously was, you know, getting import. But if you don't know where your food comes from, you're probably going to see that whole situation shaken up, you know, in local groceries and so on.
Use the example, if you can, that you were sharing with us about oysters. I think that's probably the best example that might help people understand how
that
this
one
might
clicked a little better. Exactly. Yeah. So the most premium oysters in the U.S. come from Canada. They're from Prince Edward Island. It would be the probably the largest population of oyster producers. And so those guys have preemptively marked up most of their oysters 30% or 40% just to get ahead of however the tariffs are going to affect them when it's all said and done. And so what's happening is domestic oystermen in, say, Massachusetts, Maine, are getting a ton of phone calls. We need you to triple your production. Our customers don't want to buy Canadian. They're afraid of the price increases. Can you do it? And our domestic oyster farmers are saying, no, it takes 2-3 years for oysters to get to full size. I can't do it. And so while this could work out really well for them, they've got to figure out how they're going to react to it. They'll give me a phone call and say, hey, you know, we can't find enough oysters to fill. I used to be a broker in this industry, so they would call me and say, hey, do you know any other oystermen? I'm calling my guy, Kerry, in Outer Banks saying, could you increase production? And he's like, sure, I'd love that. You know, I've been dying to get plenty of oysters. So it's going to get shaken up. And this is, I think, what's fun about business. The folks who have their customers in mind are really going to come out on top. And so a windfall for a lot of folks and a tight squeeze for others. But I think you're going to see a pretty big change in your general selection at big box stores.
And this might be a crazy question, but what is it going to do for the job market where this is concerned? Because you don't hear a lot of people who say, well, I'm a fisherman for their job. Are there enough, like when they're increasing that production, are we going to have to find more fishermen? Are they going to have to go, or oystermen, are they going to have to go? Yeah. What does that look like, and how does that shake up the market as well?
That is a great question. I would absolutely love to see a change here, because the answer is there's not enough. There's definitely not enough workers to fulfill the need. And so, you know, we've all been hearing, I think increasingly over the last couple of years, we need more folks who work hands-on. We need more welders, more applied, you know, work in schools. And that is definitely the case with fisheries. So I'd love to see some of our kids who go down to the coast and, you know, pick the College of Charleston and Coastal Carolina to go party and decide that, you know, they want to do something that actually affects our local region and work on the waterways. They can call me for sure. I'll get them a job.
Well, we'll stay in the water a few more minutes with Clint Boyd from Saltwater Markets. This is halibut season.
It is by far the most exciting thing that's going on right now. So these fish are huge. They're like, they get as big as this table, literally. And the world's largest flatfish, and we fly them in straight from Alaska. And that one's interesting. Most of the truck fish that would make it to Sam's Club or a big box store, they go from they go through Canada. And so they go through this mess, and I think folks are going to get a chance to buy air fish, you know, fish that's flown, like we would carry, for the same price that they would get commodity three-week-old fish this season. So I'm amped about that. Ours will just go straight to LAX, change gels, and to Charlotte. So we get our second shipment in today.
So that's how your shipment will come to us.
Yeah, so okay. I don't know how much you want to be bored, but I can tell you about it. So there's van fish, and that goes for like 10 cents a pound on a semi-truck like you see every day on the highway. That takes about a week and a half to distribute to the East Coast, and it's on ice always. And then there is air fish, and that's always flown. And it's never on ice. It's always on frozen gel packs. So the fish is fresh. The gel packs are frozen. And that's what we carry. And with a soft, you know, meat fish like halibut, it makes a huge difference. Hmm. You get down there, I'll take your picture with one.
Perfect. Can I hold it up with those big hooks?
If you can, I'm telling you, they are heavy.
Okay. Now I go to the gym, Clint.
Okay, you got it then.
Okay. Yeah. I just want that photo.
I went to the gym too. You know, I've been in philanthropy at the Y for 10 years now. I haven't shown my face.
Well, I'll make it happen. You take a picture, my picture with the halibut, and I'll take a picture with you.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Sounds good to me.
Clint Boyd is with Saltwater Markets. Beyond all of this, he has time to still get involved with a lot of our community events that we do here at OTS Media. As many of you know, we're in the middle of our Prom Pledge initiative. This is an opportunity for us to go into all of the high schools in our listening area to bring the message to young people to make smart, healthy decisions at a time where they're going to be tempted the most. You've got prom, graduation, spring break. This is a time that's going to test a lot of young people. We just want to let folks know you can have fun, but just remember, like, one bad decision could change not only your life, your family's life, or someone else's life. And kind of just share a little bit why this event just, you know, you resonate so much with Prom Pledge.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth and I are passionate about leaving our community better than we found it. And, you know, we've all been through those years. And I can't imagine, you know, we've got three kids, and I can't imagine the differences in what they face versus what we faced. It's just a lot more access to dumb now. Mm-hmm.
We didn't have social media. I mean, at a time that we were growing up, and I put you in the same age category as us, we had MTV, which people thought was going to be the end of the world.
It had music.
Yeah. We survived that. But this generation has swapped out MTV for now social media, which is a whole nother dangerous landscape. So our message involves, you know, how to protect their bodies, right? Yeah. We hear from substance abuse service agencies, but we also hear a message about mental health and then being safe while online, especially during social media.
Absolutely. Well, we want to be a part of anything we can do to help, and you guys do all the heavy lifting, and we're very, very grateful for that. Very, very grateful.
Well, we appreciate you because of businesses like yours at Saltwater Markets.
We're able to go do that.
It allows us to be able to have access to these schools and to these young people. So it's a great partnership, and we certainly appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Well, it means the world to us that you invited us to be a part of it.
All right. Well, we'll continue to support our young people as they head off to prom, and we'll continue to eat fish supplied by Saltwater Markets.
There you go. Okay. I like it.